Yo, what up? This is Jared Watson, and you're listening to the Retro Insider Podcast Show, where we're bringing you the latest news, reviews, and how-to cop tips for all your favorite classic retro sneakers. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this segment. It's gonna be all right. Yo, 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 peace and blessings to the Retro Insider fam. This is your boy, Jared Watson, and you're listening to the Retro Insider Podcast Show. Of course, brought to you by theretroinsider.com. Shout out to all you new and returning listeners. Thank you for checking out the content, which today is going to be a sneaker snag segment. Now, as you probably know, the Air Jordan 1 High OG Jim Reds just released yesterday, June 29th. For a retail price of $160 in men's, $120 in grade school. And yeah, I'm going to tell you how I was able to cop a pair. If you were going after a pair, hopefully you got it. But if you didn't, you definitely want to stay tuned. I'm going to be sharing some tips on how I was able to cop. And that information should help you in the future with future releases, things of that nature. But yeah, also, I'm going to go over the shoe a little bit later on in this segment too. Not a deep review, but just giving you some of my insights on what I think about the shoe, because I really like it, and hopefully you didn't sleep on it, because I think you'll regret it. But anyways, stay tuned. It's going to be a great segment. But first, here's a word from our sponsors. Hey, fam, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Well, let me tell you, when I was starting to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions, like how do I record an episode, how do I find background music, and how do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to? And to be honest with you, the answer to every one of these questions is really simple. It's Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and absolutely easy to use. And check this. Now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me in the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. All right, so welcome back, fam, and let's get right into this sneaker snag segment. Now, of course, you want to know, how did I cop the shoe? So, I did not cop the shoe online. The bots, I let the bot people have the online situation, and I did not cop it on Nike sneakers. Sneakers is just hit or miss for me. So, yeah, my favorite method and the method that has been so faithful to me is the sneaker reservation apps. And more specifically, the Foot Action app. That's the same app that I got the Travis Scott's on, the Patters, and now the Air Jordan 1 High OG Jim Red. So yeah, I was able to hit through the Foot Action app. Also the Champs out as well, apps as well. But that was 11.5. Not really a, you know, a hard size to get. You could probably get those right now still at some stores. But Foot Action app, I was able to get a size 8. And yeah, this is the first time I've hit on a size under 10 or maybe even 11 when it comes to Air Jordan 1. And I've spent probably around $2,400 now, about $2,500 with them. So if you are interested in trying to secure pairs, it is very important that you spend money with these stores. Now, you can spread your money around different stores, but my strategy has always been to focus on one store, buy a lot of your sneakers from one store first, get your kind of account racked up, start reserving shoes from that store, and then move on to the next. So yeah, that's a little inside pro tip when it comes to trying to reserve sneakers through these apps. And If you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, if it sounds like just a bunch of foreign language to you, I would highly recommend that you go to your local Foot Action Foot Locker Champs, talk to a sales associate, let them explain the reservation process for you. I would attempt to, but I would probably do more harm than good. I mean, I just don't explain things too well that involve more than one or two steps. But yeah, if you do that, come back to the channel and you'll definitely understand a little bit more of what I'm saying. So yeah, was able to get that sneaker. Also, retailed for $160, was able to get it for a cheaper price simply because I had that coupon that I've had since I've shopped with Foot Action quite frequently. So was able to get it for the low low, which is great because that shoe, I was not planning on keeping it. So I did flip it for a quick flip and made about $100, give or take a couple bucks off of that sale. So, you know, it's just still a dope shoe. That's why I was able to get that 11.5 because I want to keep it in my personal collection. A lot of people probably would just kind of, people calling it the poor man's No L's, not for resale, Jordan 1s. And I get it. It was similar. But the differences were big enough for me to say, hey, this is a much different shoe and I still like it. The red, black, and white is a classic colorway when it comes to Jordans and Jordan 1. So I said, hey, we got to get it. But I'll talk about more about what I think about the sneaker in the next segment. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about this Air Jordan 1 Gem Red. Now, just simply put, I think it's the top three general release Jordan 1 for 2019. I think when you look at the Turbo Greens, this, and maybe one other pair of Crimson Tint, you know, in my opinion, these are probably the three that I would rock personally and would probably rock a lot more than any other shoes that came out this year as far as Jordan 1s. Now, as far as the quality of materials, I'm happy with it. Is it the best? No, but it's far from the worst. I mean, the white has a little tumbleness to it, but not too much. It's not crunchy, hard leather, you know, but it's just nice. And then as far as the black leather, I know a lot of people griped about the fact that it was glossy, but I really enjoyed that gloss and how it, you know, hits off that matte white look and even that sale. I think when you know, later on, when these shoes kind of dry up and people slept on them, they're going to be kind of mad they didn't get these. And, you know, to be honest, I'm thinking about doubling up on a pair, you know, no doubt, you know, because simply put, I mean, it's a classic colorway on a classic model. Anytime you have a black, a white, and a red on a Jordan 1, I mean, what are you saying, man? I don't care how tired you are of this shoe. You got to realize this is it, Chief. This is it. And yeah, man, so the quality, I'm happy with it. You know, I'm not really one who really nitpick on the quality of sneakers, especially Nike sneakers. I mean, it is what it is. You know, these aren't Allen Edmond, you know, dress shoes. I'm not expecting to have some full grain cowhide here, you know, and at 160, I mean, we can't really expect that. But yeah. Let me know what you guys think about this particular sneaker. Of course, you can hit me up in the DMs. And as I mentioned earlier, you can see a detailed video on the YouTube channel, The Retro Insider, where you can have a, you know, a detailed look at this shoe. Leave a comment, like it, subscribe it, all that good jazz helps support the channel. But yeah, this was a great shoe that I'm glad I'm picked up. Yeah, double up is probably in order for these. Probably can even get it at a discount using some coupons here in the next week or so. But yeah, let me know what you guys think. Hope you enjoyed the segment, sneaker snag segment. If you got any suggestions for me, let me know. I'm doing this for you. You know, hopefully you learn something new or I can learn something from you. Right. But until next time, guys, thank you for checking out the content. Hope you have a great rest of your day or evening. See you next time on the Retro Insider Podcast Show. And as always, stay humble and proceed.